50.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. The Blackman Lady Blaze 17-0, 2-0 in District 7 AAA play, and ranked number 2 in the state, number 9 nationally. The Oakland Lady Patriots ranked number 3 in the state at 15-1. They are 1-1 in District 7 AAA play and ranked number 10 in the nation. Here to bring you the play-by-play story in this one and the starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports. Here's John Dinkins.
All right, thank you, Brian. For the Blackman Blaze, Crystal Dangerfield, number 32, a 5'5 freshman guard, will play in one spot. Amanda Pollock, number 14, a 5'4 senior guard, will join her, along with Micah Norris, number 11, a 5'10 forward. Micah Norris is a junior. Alex Johnson, number 34 at center, at 6 foot. She will wear number 34. Jazz Bond, number 42, a 6'3 freshman forward. So it's Dangerfield, Pollock, Norris, Johnson, and Bond, your starting lineups for the Blackman Blaze, coached by Chad Hipton. For the Lady Patriots, it's Ellen Riggins, number 22, a 5'10 senior forward. Emily Eubank, number 10, a 5'9 junior guard. Number 21, Sylvia Barnes, a 5'3 senior guard. Caitlin Oliver will play center, 5'8 junior, wearing number 23. And Kara House, number 3, a 5'7 junior guard. And tonight, Kara is wearing number 33. So we'll make that change here. And the late Oakland Patriots, coached by Jennifer Grandstaff, and their able assistants along the sidelines as well. Oakland in the home white with the red trim, a little bit of blue along the sides of their shorts, and Blackman in the blue and orange, and they're the visiting team tonight, and a very, very good crowd for a girls game. You don't see that often, Brian, but most everybody is. It's a full house, basically, with a lot of people up in the upper deck down there.
Very true, and some very talented players. A few stats that were in the D&J this morning. Ellen Riggins, 13 points per game and 6 rebounds, almost 7. Emily Eubank with 4 assists, and don't have Blackman stats in there. I'm not sure that Tom got those this week, so some pretty impressive stats to get us started tonight. John?
It'll be Riggins jumping against Bond, Jazz Bond. And the tip controlled by Jazz, and it goes over to Dangerfield. Back out left side, Micah Norris swings it back around. Dangerfield will set it up right at the Oakland Patriots sign at midcourt. Left side goes to Bond. Cutting through Johnson. They give it to Norris at the foul line. Inside to Johnson, the right-handed layup, no good. Just rolled off, rebound, picked up Riggins. Pressure by Blackman. Over to House. Starting in place of Gibson, who is still injured. Riggins at the foul line, gives it inside to Oliver, dishes back out to Barnes. To Eubank. Aggressive man-to-man defense here by the Blaze. Norris tips it out of bounds. It'll belong to Oakland. Very aggressive style of play for the Blackman Blaze, always known for their defense. This is should be a very good battle tonight. Riggins comes out and gets the ball on the inbounds. Dangerfield picks her up. Two good point guards battling it out tonight. House looking for some help. Jazz Bond Gardner, a little bit of a mismatch, and it's intercepted. Dangerfield comes up with it. Wants to run with it. A little fake, shake and bake. Gives it over to Johnson inside, but she's hammered as she goes up.
Well, I tell you what, Johnson has, of course, gotten to work with some very good point guards, but if you're not expecting that pass, not ready for it, Johnson's not going to make that. You know, there's a lot of practice that goes into that, obviously, and Dangerfield just threading the needle there, I guess is a good word.
Johnson hits the first of the free throws, and it's 1-0 Blackman early here. We just started, and that Jay Mullins tip-off time, I'm sure, is coming up any minute now.
It is. It's 6:08. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank, next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Stop in, ask about those Tensi watches.
Those what watches?
Tensi.
Tensi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Made out of natural wood products.
Oh, they're exotic.
Yes,
oh.
They're very nice.
Eubanks with a nice move, drives off, gives it off to Barnes. Circling around, gives it off right side to House. And inside to Riggins, she's open, puts it up too hard. Rebound, going up with it is House, and she's fouled, and she's going to shoot 2 shots.
John, you kind of pointed out some interesting matchups tonight. One I think it's going to be one to watch is Alex Johnson and Ellen Riggins tonight in the paint. Of course, point guard Dangerfield, how they
attack her and handle her tonight with Eubank and Dangerfield going at it.
Free throw by House is good. An interesting matchup that you don't often see. Kira House, who's 5 feet seven, going up against 6'3" Bond, or at least defensively, Bond's on her. Free throw is missed. 2-1 Blackman. Dangerfield streaks across the midcourt and throws up a long three. It's no good. Riggins down with it. Her second rebound of the evening. Over to Riggins. She'll stop. She guns. Banks it off. No good. Bond reaches up with those big long hands of hers. Picks up the rebound. Over to Dangerfield. To Norris. Takes a couple of dribbles. Gives back out to Bond. Sweeps it across to Pollock from the corner. Jumper's no good. However, Micah Norris is there to put it back in from the left side. Her first basket.
What she did is really hard to do, John. When you get the rebound and you're really too far behind, you have to take that step inside and make that shot. It's hard.
Barnes tries to answer. Cannot let it. It won't fall, that is. Out of bounds, it'll be Oakland's basketball. 4-1 Blackman, 5:48 to go here in the first quarter. We've talked about this for several years, Brian, about Oakland sometimes goes in some shooting slumps. Don't know if that's going to happen this year to them. There's a block on the shot by Oliver. Norris comes away with it, blocked it, and came up with it.
Well, they're 0-for-4 shooting here in the early going, John, so at least early in this game, a bit tight.
Dangerfield has it right side and now throws it away. So it'll be Oakland's ball as a turnover, the first one of the night, I think, for both teams.
Well, Oakland had one earlier, so.
Like I said, it's the second one for both teams tonight.
Both have one.
Yeah, thank you. House, you just won't let me get away with anything, will you? Accuracy in broadcasting. There's a jumper by Eubank. It's no good. And now Emily's going to reach in and pick up her first foul.
0-for-5 for Oakland. And Blackman's doing a pretty good job on the boards as well tonight.
Well, each team really just getting one shot at the basket other than the Micah Norris put back. And Dangerfield walks it across. 4-1 Blackman, 5:16 to go here. First quarter. Johnson gives her a pick. She guns it again. It's up, too strong. Rebound, Eubank blocks it out, but it's going to go off of Emily's hand, out of bounds to Blackman. That was a nice play, but she just couldn't get her hand on it. And Dangerfield will throw it in. And the dish out to Norris. Norris drives, stops, gives it inside Johnson. Finds Bond trailing, jumper, good. I don't know how, but it went in.
Bond. House was really guarding her very closely there too, John. I guess that's why you were saying you don't know how it went in. It's good defense.
6-1 Blackman. Oakland needs the basket. House to Eubank. Oh boy, this Blackman defense stifling right now. Eubank drives. Riggins with a good move. A little 12-footer. Rolls. No good. Rebound. Dangerfield. And now Eubank, I think, going to pick up the second foul. And that's her second foul, and immediately, Angela Eubank going to come in.
Well, that was the cue, and John, you may recall, this is exactly what happened on Tuesday night to Emily in the game versus Siegel, and she had to spend some time on the bench, but Angela came in and knocked down a couple of big threes.
She sure did, and she's picking up Dangerfield. Two freshmen going at it. Lob a little high, but Vaughn comes down with it. You can throw it pretty high against Bond, and still she'll get it. Shot is up and no good. Riggins down with the rebound. Now there's a fight for it. Going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Patriots. 6-1 our score. Blackman leading by 5. Coming into the ball game is Morgan Miller, 6-foot senior center, number 44 for Blackman. And also Angel Allen sees a lot of action off the bench, 5'5 sophomore guard, and full court pressure. Or the look of full court pressure put on by Blackman. House going to bring it across, gives a little head fake, now to Barnes. Now to House, a little pass over to Eubank, has some trouble with it. Now jump ball is called. It's going to be Oakland's ball. Caught a break there, the Patriots did. House will throw it in right in front of the Blackman bench. Chad Hibden could reach out and touch that basketball. Riggins. Stops, shoots from the foul line. No good. Rebound, Eubank. Oakland gets another shot. Lob over to Barnes. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now back to Riggins, working hard on offense. Puts it up. It won't go. But a foul is going to be called. Morgan Miller with the foul, her first.
John 0 for 7 from the field for the Lady Patriots now.
Well, you think if they can get a shot going that they'll get back. Blackman is not really lighting it up either.
Well, they're 2 of 7.
There's a free throw that's good by Riggins. Number 9 and number 10 in the state, and we've got a good boys game coming up. Big question for the Oakland boys tonight. Can they rebound from that loss with Siegel?
Yes, it was a devastating loss. And I know that they have regrouped and took the week to focus and work on things, and I think you'll see a different team here tonight. Turnovers will be big in that game, though, tonight.
6-3 the score as Riggins hits both pairs of free throws. Norris to Miller. She likes to shoot the three, gives it over to Allen. Driving baseline, puts up a little 8-foot runner, no good. Rebound, King, she travels. Kaylin King, who just came in, turns the ball over. It'll be Blackman's ball. Got another change in here, too, I believe. I'm looking. Here's Norris. Gives it out to Dangerfield. Going to drive all the way in. Blocked. Nice job on Oakland's defense. Here comes Barnes across the timeline. Oakland trails by 3. Eubank has it. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now to Barnes. Dangerfield is running all over this floor. To Oliver. Back to Barnes. They leave her open. She takes the 3. It's no good and out of bounds. Belonging to the Blaze.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. 9-4. Riverdale leads Siegel midway through the first quarter on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Kenneth Schott covering that for the DNJ.
Dangerfield coming across the timeline. Blackman leads it 6-3 with 2:49 to go in the first. Dangerfield crossover dribbled, now drives, lobs it in, and it's picked off by Oliver. Maybe to the wrong girl. Oliver coming across the floor, almost loses it, gives it now to Eubank, flips it to Riggins for 3. It's no good. Out of bounds. Belongs to the Blaze, and Blackman's defense making Oakland rush their shots tonight. Coming into the game is Pollock. And coming out is Alex Johnson.
Well, John, folks are not watching a shooting clinic here tonight.
No, so far not. And I don't know if that's a credit to the defense, which I think a lot of it is. Allen brings it across for Blackman.
I don't really think both teams are being very patient offensively against the tough defense.
Bond almost throws it away. Allen comes up with it. Eubank on her. It's a pick from Bond. Driving around in the middle of the circle here, and now Bond going to be pushed by King. That's a dangerous thing to get Kaylin King way out front like that, and Bond's drawing her out there. House going to come back in for Oakland, and King going to come out. Norris to throw it in to Bond. They give it down low to Miller. Turns, fakes. Jumper's no good. Rebound Bond. It's no good. Bond again goes up. No good. Tipped out. And I think they're going to call a foul on Morgan Miller over the back. And they do. That's her second.
Well, Dangerfield coming right back in, John.
Well, 6-3 our score. Blackman leading. 1:59 to go here in this first quarter.
The woods are wet tonight. They're not lighting on fire. They're wet.
Well, we've had a lot of rain. Eubank, left-handed pass to House. To Eubank. Over to House. To Riggins. Trying to work one-on-one with Bond. Now House gets it. Swings it around to Eubank. To Barnes. Looks for Riggins. Now dishes it back out to Eubank. Just playing catch out there right now. Oliver. Going to drive, spins, goes up, it's knocked away, and Micah Norris picks it up. I think Bond got her hand in it. Norris comes across the timeline. Oliver, they're going to call her for a foul. And that is foul number 5, team foul-wise, on Oakland. What did I say it was a few minutes ago? 6-3 our score.
It hasn't changed.
1:18 to go in the first quarter. Here's Allen, has it for Blackman. It's a pick from Dangerfield. Oliver coming way out front to pick her up. Both defenses are forcing them way outside, more than they really want to be. Bond to Norris, to Dangerfield. Dangerfield going to drive, going to go all the way in, scoops up, left right-handed layup, good. Dangerfield with a basket.
Kind of taking it one-on-one right there, and they isolated the defense on the other side.
Nobody picked her up. Ansley didn't get any help back there. Riggins to Eubank. Takes a couple of dribbles, working one-on-one, now gives it to Oliver. Micah Norris, with those big long arms of hers, are really forcing the ball out. Oliver will try to drive to the basket. Looks for somebody cutting through. They get House, but picking up the foul is going to be Dangerfield. Well, we're almost in the bonus, and we're not through the first quarter yet. That tells you how tough things are going for both teams. Bivens coming in for Oakland, and Oliver goes out. And coming in for Blackman is Johnson. Eubank to inbound it. Gives it over to Barnes. Barnes, crossover, driving, dishes off. Bivens open, no good. Rebound, hustling his House. What a play. She stepped out of bounds. That was super hustle by Kira House, but she couldn't keep her momentum from going out of bounds. Coming in for Blackman is Bailey Miller, a 5'8 junior. So let's kind of regroup here. It's Dangerfield, Johnson, Pollock, Miller, and Bond for Blackman. It's Angela Eubank, Riggins, House, Barnes, and Bivens for Oakland. Here's a long jumper by Dangerfield. It's too strong. Rebound, Johnson at the buzzer, and it's no good. Not a lot of scoring, but Blackman has an 8-3 lead over Oakland as we end the first quarter. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations, scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, online at mtcscougars.org.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online.
Oakland makes a steal on the inbounds. It's Oliver. Going up strong, Bond blocks it out of bounds off of Blackman. 8-3. If you just joined us, we're starting the second quarter of play. Number 9 and number 10 girls teams in the state battling off tonight. Oliver gets an inbounds play, and now they're going to call a foul on Micah Norris. Got a little too close that time.
Brand new addition to our website, by the way, GoPrimeTimeSports.com. You can now view the tweets that we send out on the website, which includes all the scores quarter by quarter that we text out. You can see those on our website updated via Twitter.
And the bin bounds play, it's going to be a jump ball. It'll be Oakland's ball. House to throw it in. Aggressive defense by the Blaze. 3 points for Oakland, only to show for it. Eubank to Bivens. They give it down low to Riggins. Riggins pushes it out to House. Over to Eubank, open, and hits it. It's a first bank three, Ansley Eubank. When you talk about needing a basket, that was big.
First field goal of the game.
Here's Norris over to Dangerfield. The original starting lineup back in the game for Blackman now in the second quarter. Emily Eubank on the bench with two fouls. May not see action again to the start of the second half. Norris to Dangerfield. Dangerfield stops, shoots. Good. She answered the call. First bank three for Dangerfield. She's got five. 11-6 Blackman. Riggins finds a lane, goes up, too strong. Rebound, Oliver, tip up and in. Now we're starting to heat up a little bit, Brian.
Well, this is kind of the game we expected right here now.
11-8, Blackman, a three-point lead. 6:49 to go in the first half. Pollock has it right side for the Blaze. Bivens on her. Couple of dribbles, now gives off to Norris. Norris, left side, now goes up to the top of the key to Dangerfield. Eubank bothers her. Now Dangerfield stops, shoots, no good this time. Rebound, Johnson. In the paint, they find Micah Norris, and the layup's good.
Boy, how great was that? Alex Johnson with a great pass right there.
And we've got a timeout is called here. Blackman, I think, called that. Oh, maybe Oakland did. I think it was Oakland. And with the 13-8 lead for Blackman. And
Oakland did not call
it. No, they did not call it. But they brought them to the sidelines, and the officials sent them back. And Oakland will have it. 13-8 the score. Oakland trails by five to the Blackman Blaze. Eubank brings it across the timeline. Picked up by Dangerfield. Couple of dribbles, gives it off to Oliver. Between the circles, now to Bivens. Back to Eubank, sweeps it across to House, to Oliver in the corner. Norris reaching in there again. Norris has the reach of probably a 6'8" person. See those arms?
They almost come down to her knees.
Yeah. Inside to King, triple team, leaves Bivens open for three. No good, rebound. Picked up Bonds, knocks it off of House's leg, and it'll be Blackman's ball. So Bond made a nice save there.
Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard update. Riverdale 22, Siegel 12 at the end of the first quarter. And it's 16-6, Smyrna leading Laverne after one on your Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard.
Dangerfield sweeps it around the right side, now gives it back over to Bond. Inside to Johnson. Bounce pass to Norris, tipped around. Norris saves it. Pollock open for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Oliver. 13-8 Blackman, Oakland with the ball. Bivens going to drive, takes a couple of shots. No, intercepted. Dangerfield going to go all the way and bank it off the window. Good. Dangerfield with seven, the leading scorer in this game.
Her speed right there caused the turnover and caused her to have a one-on-one layup on the other end.
Bivens misses the three. Rebound, Norris. Norris across. Midcourt. Gives off to Pollock. Now to Dangerfield. Gets a screen from Bond. To Bond and back to Bond. She takes the jumper. It's good. It's a first bank three for Bond. Jennifer Grandstaff wants a timeout, trailing 18-8. Time to talk about some auctions going on around Rutherford County.
Well, there are a lot of auctions. You can view them online at bobparksauction.com. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell your property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600. And again, that website, bobparksauction.com. Our broadcast tonight of State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Toots, Good Food and Fun, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Olympus Gym, also State Farm agent Andy Womack, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
And don't forget to listen to Rutherford Issues every weekday morning from 10 to 11, or 10:08. Depends on when Truman decides to let you have the show.
We've got some new changes
10-12
coming up. We just announced this afternoon.
Yeah, you need to maybe plug that a little bit.
Well, Clark Howard's going to move from 11 to 1, and Jason Qualls, Financial Coaching Radio, is going to move from Saturday, Sunday to Monday through Friday at 1, right before All Sports Talk, starting February 1st.
Exciting times at the Big G. Kira House has it for Oakland, and they're going to call a violation, 5-second violation on House. Turnover, and that's number 6 for Oakland. They're starting to mount a little bit. And Riggins and Eubank coming back in, Ansley and Ellen. And coming out, King and Emily Eubank.
John, a 10-0 run here for the Lady Blaze has really been big here in the second quarter. While Oakland has shot a little better, 2 field goals, 2 of 5, Blackman has shot really well. They're 4 of 6.
Intercepted by Oliver. Nice play, Kaylin Oliver. Eubank brings it across, sweeps the pass across to the outside, goes off Dangerfield hand to Oliver and out of bounds. Turnover number 7 for the Patriots. 18-8. Are turnovers probably the worst devastating thing in basketball? I really think they are. There's no way you're going to score if you don't have the ball.
Well, just ask Oakland boys. You know, that was their doom the other night against Siegel.
Ball's tipped away. Angel Allen's come into the ball game for Blackman.
You know, we have done broadcasts, John, where there have been lots of turnovers, and by the end of the year, if you're going to get to the state tournament, you better keep those turnovers in single digits.
Here's Dangerfield with the basketball with the right side, lobs it over to Pollock, takes a look at it, takes a couple of dribbles, now lobbing it to Johnson. House is there. It's out of bounds off her hands. 18-8 the score. Blackman girls leading Oakland. 3:45 to go in the first half.
I want to say hello to Miss Hibden, Chad's mother, listening in tonight. She says she catches most of our broadcasts, so I want to say thanks to her and thanks for the kind words this week.
Allen has it between the circles. House picks her up. Now backs it away. And now violation on Allen, 5 seconds. And that's turnover number 6 for Blackman. So they're evening up a little bit. 18-8 the score. Blackman leading. Anybody's game at this point. Oakland would like to have a bucket. Eubank brings it across over to Emily Eubank. Sisters are in. Eubank gets almost a football pass from Riggins. Riggins open from the top of the circle. No good. Rebound Oliver. Oakland retains possession. Barnes bounce pass to Eubank. Over to Riggins. Oh, finds Oliver inside. Can't get her. And it's going to go out of bounds. She had Kaitlyn Oliver wide open, and the throw was too high.
Too high, too long. Nobody could get to it. And the 8th turnover for the Lady Patriots.
Bailey Miller into the ball game. Amanda Pollock comes out for Blackman. So as it stayed 18-3, we had a little rush of scoring. And now it stayed at 18-8 for a couple of minutes. Dangerfield walks it across. Right side to Johnson. And Riggins almost steals it. Johnson gets it back. House tries to steal it, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Blackman's ball. Talk about some quick hands. Kira House is almost equal to Mike Inaris. And we've got a timeout. We'll take 1-2. 18-8, Blackman girls on top. We'll be back.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports is brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Las Casas Feed Supply, and Prentice Salsa Heating and Air. Don't forget, sign up for the InterSource 24-second cash clock. If you sign up tonight at the game, you'll be in the running for 3 $10 iTunes gift cards to be given away tonight.
Blackman has the ball heading toward the swimming pool, and there's Kira House again with another steal. Working one on two, and she's going to be fouled. House had a runner there, but she decided to take it up herself and draws the foul. Mike Inaris picks it up. That's her second foul. 2:36 to go in the half, an 18-8 lead. House going to the line for two shots. First one is up. Too strong. Rims in and out. Here comes Bond back in along with Morgan Miller. Johnson and Bailey Miller go out. Really a warm Friday evening outside tonight. I bet some people could have gone out and walking today this afternoon. Second free throw is no good. Rebound, Bond.
Maybe even wear shorts.
Yeah, to my chagrin. Maura Norris has it left side. Over to Dangerfield. She'll gun one, and it's in and out. Rebound picked up Riggins. Tries to find a cutter, and Dangerfield intercepts. Dishes off. Norris Little floater's no good. Miller going up with it. She's going to be fouled. I think Riggins got her underneath the basket. So going to the free throw line is going to be Morgan Miller.
Do you remember the Oakland Riverdale game, John, last week, last Friday night, how hot it was in here?
Well, no, because I wasn't with you.
That's true. You weren't. That's right. I forgot about that. It was very, very warm in here.
Sorry I missed that, but it was warm down on the court, I know. Free throw, good by Miller. Well, it's a tough time of year for gymnasiums, and you're trying to keep them air-conditioned or whatever, and feels pretty good in here tonight.
It
however,
does.
Nice little fan blowing.
Well, not the same crowd in terms of how many people are here. Very good crowd, but not the 3,000 or so that we saw here the other night.
Here's a lob over to Ansley Eubank. Tries to feed it inside to Riggins. Gets it finally. And they see Eubank. Great feed, or great move that is. And she scores with a layup. What a move.
Hesitated just a little bit. Drew the defense in. Just blew around them.
19-10 the score. 1:51 to go in the first half. Dangerfield with the ball. Little stutter step. Finds Allen over in the corner. Allen brings it back out. Oakland, you know, we talked about the Blackman defense, but that Oakland defense is stifling right now. And Bond walks, created by Caitlin Oliver.
Well, that evens the turnovers at 8 apiece for both teams.
They really, either team has done a whole lot offensively tonight. Particularly inside the paint. Ansley Eubank going to bring it up. Over to Emily Eubank. Picked up by Dangerfield. Gives it to Riggins, to Eubank. Oakland staying in their offense. Riggins drives, and they're going to say she stepped on the line and she walked. If the referee couldn't see it, they could definitely hear it.
That's very true. The Blackman crowd below certainly helped, but I think she walked, then she stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, there were 62 officials on that call. 19-10 our score. 9-point lead for Blackman. Dangerfield bringing it across. Oh, great move. Stops, shoots, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, picked up Oliver. Oakland hanging around here in the first half. Eubank stops, brings it back. Now it comes across. Riggins trying to set a screen for her and does. Gives it over to Barnes. Playing catch, 45 seconds to go. Riggins has only 2 points in this first half. Ansley Eubank with it. Bounces it. They're posting Emily Eubank down low. And Dangerfield, I think, going to draw that foul. Or maybe just out of bounds. I think it's right. Out of bounds. Not Mike Norris coming in. And somebody's got to come out for Blackman. And finally, Killings, Kennedy Killings was in for just a second. Here's Eubank. Emily with the ball. Stops, shoots at the foul line. Jumper good. Nice shot by Emily Eubank. 24 seconds to go. Oakland has cut it to 7.
Pretty well defended there. Just let it fly a little rainbow from the foul line.
And here's Johnson with it, trying to feed it inside to Bond. Oliver steals again. She's done that about 3 times. Eubank brings it across. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. Chance for Oakland to cut the lead even more. Eubank. Behind the back dribble, stops, shoots, it's blocked by Norris. And that's going to end the first half with our score. The Lady Blaze of Blackman, 19. The Lady Pats of Oakland, 12. And we'll be back with the halftime stats for you right after this timeout.
At Bud's Tire, your Tire Pros dealer, they don't just put tires on cars. They also put tires on trucks, ATVs, four-wheelers, and campers.
Hi, this is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire. We know tires. We also know brakes. We can replace your brakes, your fluids, your battery, and more. We can align your front end, put new shocks and struts on your car, your truck, or your SUV. We are at 3600 Old Woodbury Highway on the right.
Bud's Tire Pros carries brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich. Stop by today.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. when we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate,
and return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, a local gem.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your peace of mind and your auto insurance. As your local auto owner's agent, we'll take time to sit down with you face-to-face and discuss your insurance needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. So don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your insurance. Give us a call. We're your local auto owner's agent.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
So what sets Murfreesboro Automotive apart from the other auto repair shops?
If you need something fixed, I promise you, he's going to fix it. He's going to do it right.
Kelly Holcomb has been a longtime customer of Murfreesboro Automotive.
Every time I come up here, I'm just amazed. They do the kind of job for that amount of money, and he's got a customer for life with me.
We will give an estimate before any work is performed so that when you pick your vehicle up, you'll know exactly how much it is. No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive. Located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. While you and your pets are indoors hiding from the winter weather, be sure to check out our selection of toys to keep them entertained. And if you want to relax this winter by starting or upgrading your aquarium, here at Animal City, we have all of the freshwater and saltwater supplies on your shopping list. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, that's next to the bowling alley.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. And don't forget to check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com, your source for county prep news and information. Log on and listen live anywhere around the world. See where we'll be broadcasting next as well. And see all of the scores from the games on our new Twitter feed that's at GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Thank you, Brian Barrett. John Dinkins here with you. We're at halftime. Lady Patriots trail Blackman 19-12 in what was a rather ugly shooting first half, and I'm going to tell you how ugly it really was as we look at the team stats. Brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports. Blackman out-rebounded Oakland 12-11, very close there. And also, free throw shooting, Blackman 3 of 4 for 75%, Oakland 3 of 6 for 50%, very close there. Turnovers even, 9 apiece, very close there. Here's the difference in the game right now. Blackman 7 of 21 for 33%. They had two first bank threes. Oakland 4 of 19 for 21%. They had one first bank three. And there's your difference right there. Blackman led 8-3 over Oakland, and at the end of the first quarter, 19-12 at the half. So neither team really shooting lights out, but they are really playing some tough defense right now, both teams. The scoring went like this. Crystal Dangerfield leading all scores, and Blackman scores with 7. She had a first bank three in there. Morgan Miller had 1. Micah Norris with 4. Alex Johnson with 2. Jazz Bond had 5. For Oakland, Ellen Riggins had 2. Emily Eubank with 4. Kaitlin Oliver with 2. Kira House has 1. And Ansley Eubank has 3 for the Oakland Patriots as we stand it with a score here at halftime, 19-12, Blackman. In our IDST's Between Games show coming up after the girls' game, we will also be having a little talk with Andy DeGraw, or Brian Barrett will anyway. And also we'll have the Loveless Fine Photographer players of the game. And also our Midas shift change of the game as well. So join us there between games for the IDST's Between Games show. That Loveless Photography player of the game might be fairly interesting tonight. I don't think it's been determined yet. I think we'll see that in the second half, who comes alive in the second in this game, in the girls' game. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Blackman leading here 19-12 over Oakland. Riverdale leading Siegel 33-26. That's at half. And the last score we had with Smyrna and Laverne, I think, was 16-6. Smyrna at the end of the first quarter in that one. Huntland at Middle Tennessee Christian School also playing tonight, and Eagleville at Fayetteville. Boys games and boys contests. Blackman at Oakland here tonight. Siegel at Riverdale. Laverne at Smyrna. Huntland at Middle Tennessee Christian School. And Eagleville at Fayetteville. Brian will have that boys game coming up for you in just a few minutes, as soon as this is the conclusion of this girls game. We got a good one here. Blackman leading 19-12 over Oakland. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with the second half of action for you right after these messages.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Home style cooking? You can find it at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike next to the Old Food Lion.
That's all we know is good Southern eating.
That's right, good country cooking at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, open Tuesday through Friday, lunch and dinner, Saturday breakfast, and Sunday lunch.
We have that hometown feeling, so we try to give that to the customers.
Stop in and see Ricky Turner and the family at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike next to the Old Food Lion. Good Southern eating and great desserts, too, at the Cedar Bucket.
While other banks have closed branches, First Bank is on the move, and we're excited about it. We'll soon have a new state-of-the-art branch under construction in front of the public supermarket on Salem Highway. While First Bank doesn't have hot cookies in our office daily, we do have experienced bankers like Brandon Burks, Al Miller, or Joey Allison who are eager to assist you or your business. First Bank is on the move, and we're excited about it. So come on by or visit us on the web for more information at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry like at Nissan and others in the area the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, 890-0850.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road. OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and our friends at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, where over 75 years their team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com. An update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. At halftime, all of these scores are at half. MTCS 37, Huntland 29. 37-29, Lady Cougars leading. Smyrna leads Laverne 25-13. 25-13, Smyrna. Riverdale over Siegel at half, 33-26. 33-26, Riverdale. And here, 19-12, Blackman over the Lady Patriots of Oakland High School. And here to bring you what should be an exciting second half is John.
All right, Brian, and an interesting occurrence. We've got two balls in the net over here by the concession stand. And that probably won't work in favor of Blackman very well. There you go. No, not yet. There we go. All right. Now we're ready to go. Starting lineups here for the second half. It's going to be Crystal Dangerfield, Amanda Pollock, Micah Norris, Alex Johnson, Jazz Bond for Blackman. For Oakland, it's Ellen Riggins, Emily Eubanks, Sylvia Barnes, Kaitlin Oliver, and Kira House. Those are your starting lineups here. Brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. It'll be Oakland's ball as we start the second half. Oakland trailing 19-12. Barnes getting a double team. Bounces over to Eubank. Emily Eubank playing with two fouls, set out most of the second of the first or the second quarter anyway. Lobs it back to Riggins, over to House, left side. Thinks about it, now gives it over to Riggins, top of the key. Ball's intercepted, trying to get it to Oliver down low. Blackman comes away with it. Bond gives to Pollock. Pollock, right side, Johnson. Tipped away. Riggins touched it. Interesting stats here in the first half. Riggins with only two. But she is known for very strong third, fourth quarters. Here's a lob. Gets away, and Oliver comes away with it. Going to try to take it down. Two on one. Drives all the way in. Misses the layup. And now got a foul on Blackman, I think. And you can tell by the crowd noise that that is not a very popular call. Foul on Bond.
I think it's because that was called fairly late. That's why a lot of the Blackman fans don't necessarily agree with it. The ball was already out of bounds when he made that, blew the whistle.
Oliver going to the free throw line. First one is up. No good. She will get another. 19-12. Blackman leading. Oakland's had some chances. Can't draw any closer than seven. Now she does as she hits that one. And that's the third point for Oliver. Blackman leads by six. The Blaze come down with the floor with it. Pollock in the corner on the right side. Drives, almost intercepted off of Riggins. It'll be Blackman's ball.
Another primetime sports announcement we can make tonight is that we have plans to broadcast the County Middle School Basketball Championship game, which will be on the 26th of January. We'll have more details a little later on about that.
Norris has it. To Dangerfield, over to Bond. Whips it around to Pollock, left side. Takes a couple of dribbles, now finds Johnson. Into the paint is Norris. Feeds it to Bond, and almost a great play, but the shot doesn't fall. Rebound, House. Tried to lob it into the paint to Norris and couldn't fall. Or Bond, that is. Bounce pass into Riggins, back to Eubank. She's going to take the long one. She scores. Emily Eubank with seven. First bank three for Emily, and it's 19-16. Oakland creeps back in this one. Dangerfield. Left side. Stops, give and go. Shot, no good. Rebound, Riggins. Now Oakland, if you believe it, has a chance to tie this thing. Oliver or Howe stops, shoots. Riggins going to try it. Misses the shot. Ball does not go out of bounds. Coming off the backboard. And now Oakland gets it back. Over to House. Layup from their left side. Good. And she is fouled by Johnson. Kara House has got this crowd excited with a basket. A chance for a three-point play and a chance to tie this game up. So Kara House at the free throw line. King comes in. Riggins, who so far having a tough night, goes to the bench for a few minutes. Here's the jumper or the free throw. It's no good. Rebound. Oliver comes out of there with it. She's played a very good game defensively and on the boards. Eubank spin move. Stops. Bounces it into Oliver. Gets a screen underneath by King. Works out well for Oakland. Oliver scores.
Well, they not only have a chance to tie with that, they took the lead, John, because that missed free throw. They got the rebound.
20-19, Oakland's first lead of this ball game. Blackman, Dangerfield, drives, running, floater, good. And now Chad Hibden wants a timeout on the floor here as Oakland, for a moment, took the lead, but Blackman gets it back. 21-20, we'll be right back.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to the storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos. Tuesdays are tacos. And Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports is brought to you in part by Bob Parks Auction, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Rick's Barbecue, and Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. John Dinkins, you got us a good one now.
We certainly do. Blackman leading 21-20, Oakland with the ball, 5:12 to go in the third. Bouncing the feed down low to King. Turn around. No good. Just a little floater that wouldn't go. Up with it is Johnson. Out to Dangerfield. She wants to go. Being bothered by Barnes. Gives it over to Norris. Norris drives all the way in the lane. Going to roll. No good, but she's fouled.
That was pretty amazing. She got that shot off, John, because she was well defended. And the ball was on her right hip. Kind of got hung up there, but she got it off at least to draw the foul and get to shoot a couple.
Free throw is up and good by Micah Norris. Micah with 5 tonight. Played brilliantly defensively. Second free throw, also good. She has 6. 23-20, the lead back up to 3 for Blackman. Biggest lead for the Blaze have been 10 in this game. Oliver facing the trap, gives it off to Eubank. Over to King. Stops, turns, takes a couple of dribbles. Strong move to the basket. Going to be fouled by Bond.
Not only a strong move, but a strong move with the left hand right there by Caitlin.
Jazz Bond picks up her third personal foul, and immediately Morgan Miller comes off the bench. These are big free throws. All of them are big now. 4:39 to go in the third. Oakland trails by 3. King puts the first one up. No good. Too strong. And coming in, indeed, is Morgan Miller. Angela Eubank in for Oakland, along with Emily Eubank and Oliver and Sylvia Barnes. Second free throw, a couple of dribbles, eyes it, puts it up, rolls good.
Got some updates on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard after three quarters. MTCS 42, Huntland 36. And let's see, in the third quarter, Riverdale leads by 7, 40-33 over Siegel.
23-21 here from Oakland High School. Miller has it left side for Blackman. Norris over to Dangerfield. Blackman trying to remain undefeated this season. Crossover dribble, gives it to Miller, almost loses it. Diving for it is Oliver. I think they're going to tag Caitlin with a foul.
Just kind of got tangled up there with Morgan.
Her second. And Blackman will get inside court. Norris to throw it in. 4:16 to go, a 2-point Blackman lead. They have the ball. Over to Dangerfield. Takes a few dribbles, now lobs it to Miller in the corner, going to drive baseline. Finds Johnson, puts it up from the right side or the right hand, no good. Rebound. Coming down with it, Eubank. Good pass to Emily Eubank. Drives, goes up, it's blocked, out of bounds. Miller got a piece of that one. It'll be Oakland's ball. was very, very close to a foul, but Miller got the ball.
It appears to me that Oakland's kind of hit another gear, John, a little bit, and Blackman is kind of hasn't hit that gear yet. I don't know if you get that same kind of feeling, but
it doesn't seem the defensive pressure is quite what it was in the first half.
Right.
Eubank trying to throw it in, finds her sister. Ansley sweeps it across. The Barnes back to Eubank. Eubank gets a screen from Riggins, who just checked back in. Long three by Eubank. No good. Short. Rebound. Riggins saves it. And then it's out of bounds. That was a great save, though, by Ellen Riggins. Unfortunately, it went out of bounds for Oakland. Unfortunate if you're an Oakland fan, that is. Blackman enjoyed it. Well, I don't know if they enjoyed it, but they were glad they got it.
They relished in it.
Relished, yeah. Speaking of relish.
You need another hot dog?
No, it wouldn't hurt. Dangerfield gives it over to Miller between the circles. Now tries to lob it in, and Ansley Eubank is there. They've got numbers, two on one. Eubank driving up against Miller and going to be fouled. About all Miller could do was foul. Ansley Eubank going to go to the free throw line. So far, nobody has made a run except this bit of Oakland run here in the third quarter. Free throw by Eubank, in and out.
Well, the third quarter started with an 8-0 Oakland run, and let's see, it was 18-8 at one point, so it was a 10-0 Blackman run in the first quarter.
Second free throw missed. Ball's thrown away. Turnovers are increasing. Oliver going to drive, tried to make a fake, I think, and then she just lost the ball. Jennifer Grandstaff just can't believe it sometimes.
She did fake to the right, and when she pushed the ball out that way, she just kind of lost it off her fingertips. That's 12 turnovers for Oakland, Blackman with 13.
And a two-point lead for Blackman. We're approaching the three-minute mark here in the third quarter.
46-33, Riverdale leads Siegel at the end of three. 46-33, Lady Warriors over the Lady Stars.
Lady Stars hanging tough in that one. Ball's intercepted again. Another Blackman turnover. Here comes Eubank across the timeline. Dangerfield on her. Gives it over right side to House. Picked up by Norris. Driving is House. She was tripped. And they're going to say this ball belongs to Oakland.
And they're going to say it went off of the foot of Alex Johnson, and Johnson may be lucky that she didn't get called for a foul right there, too. I thought that might have been what the whistle was.
I think it was a tripping, really was tripping. Accidental, of course, but Eubank to throw it in, finds Riggins, a little eight-footer, good. She's really good from there. Ellen Riggins with four.
They've run that inbounds play probably 2,000 times, and she hits the majority of those.
We're all tied, folks, 23 all here in the third. Dangerfield trying to answer. Now a foul is called away from the basket. And that one is on Emily Eubank. That would be her third. The way it's looking, we're going to have a pretty exciting fourth quarter, Brian.
Well, this game has been all it has billed to be.
Bond loses it out of bounds on the inbounds play. Couldn't hang on to it.
That's the sixth Blackman turnover in this quarter, and that's been the biggest thing that has kind of stalled their offense tonight in this third quarter.
Well, they try to exchange the favor, and they do. And then they lose the ball. It's out of bounds. Turnover Oakland, turnover Blackman. Wow.
Well, no one can stand prosperity here.
They give it to Eubank. She gives it to House. Got to pass through this zone, and they throw it away. Norris going to drive, protects the ball, and now fouled by House.
She is so good at that, John, with just going up with something, knowing that she's going to be clobbered. Those long arms help with that, too, don't they?
Certainly do. Trying to think of the middle linebacker that used to play for the Titans. Can't think of his name. Went to the Giants. Got hurt. Tore his ACL. I can't think of his name, but he had the longest arms. Micah's in the running for that. Free throws missed. She'll get another one. Second one up. Short. Rebound Oliver. Kaylin Oliver's played some game on the boards tonight. Eubank lobs it to Oliver. She gets it across. Feeds it off to Riggins, back to Eubank. Had a shot, maybe. No, gives it off to Eubank. Inside Riggins, nice passing by Oakland. Eubank back to Ansley Eubank for the three. No good. Rushed that one a little out of bounds. And it's going to be Blaze ball. Still tied at 23, a minute 47 to go in the third quarter. I don't know. We think about, well, they're just not shooting well, but really the defense is really good.
Well, on both ends.
Yeah, Ansley Eubank had looked like she was going to have a wide open shot, and somebody got a hand in her face. Norris driving baseline. Stops, puts it up, blocked by House. We are seeing some defense, folks. You need to get on down here. You're just driving around, just pull into Oakland and catch the fourth quarter down here.
Well, you'll have to sit upstairs. No room downstairs for anybody.
Bond to Dangerfield. Long three, no. Out of bounds. Going to go to Oakland.
Midway through the fourth quarter, MTCS leads Huntland 51-39 in girls play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Eubank, long pass, gets it by Bond, but Johnson there to intercept. Bond going to drive. They're going to call a foul on Eubank, maybe, and if it is, that'll be four. The basket's good, and they're going to count it. So Bond, Emily Eubank trying to draw a charge, and it backfires on her. And that is her fourth foul, Brian. And
they're going to count the basket, and
yeah.
Bond is going to get a chance for a free throw, too.
And that means that Blackman's on top by two. We'll take a timeout, but we've got word from Bobby Bug and Stan Vaughn also tonight.
Yes, we do. And when you need immediate results, there is no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaughn at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. 896-4600 online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. Also, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, hosting the Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner beginning at 9 tomorrow. Boys coaches, we start off with Riverdale coach Kevin Woodson and go right through the gamut tomorrow between 9 and 11. MTCS Cougar Corner from 11 until 11:30, all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike, where we'll have us some breakfast in the morning and lots of conversation around the table.
I guess I'm going to come tomorrow.
Are you?
Check things out, yeah. Want to thank Phil Dye for sitting in for me last week. Didn't miss a beat. Free throw good by Jazz Bond. Three-point play works. She has eight, and the lead is three now for Blackman. Let's see. We've got some changes here, I think. Yes, Angel Allen's in, along with Bailey Miller, along with Micah Norris and Dangerfield. Ball's thrown away, and thrown away again by Blackman. This is becoming quite a defensive effort here. Either team having trouble getting the ball down the floor.
16 Oakland turnovers, 17 for Blackman, so it's pretty even there. The score is pretty even as well. It's just a one-possession game.
Oliver gets the inbounds pass. Everybody up at the midcourt line trying to clear it out. Ansley Eubank gives it to Oliver, and then she tries to dribble through two and loses it. Dangerfield, head fake, layup missed. But it goes to Miller, blocked by House again. Over to Micah Norris with a rebound and puts it in with the right hand. Some great efforts there. Micah Norris and Kira House. Norris has eight.
Also on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, it's Riverdale leading Siegel 52-34. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Alexa Middleton with 22 points in that game. Give you another score in a second.
This press has really hurt Oakland the last couple of possessions. Eubank setting up the double team, gives to Riggins. Riggins dribbles, now gives to Oliver inside, back to Barnes. Sylvia needs some help, now to Riggins. 29 seconds to go here in the third. They play for one. 28-23 Blackman. It's a screen from Riggins. Eubank, that's Ansley. Emily on the bench with four fouls. Riggins drives baseline, dishes off to Oliver Good with the left hand. That was a pretty play.
Well, Oakland needed that after about three turnovers there. Needed a basket.
Coach Hibden calling out shots out there. Now they double-team Dangerfield, almost stolen away.
Here's that score for you. Smyrna leads Laverne 40-22 after three. 40-22, Smyrna girls over Laverne after three quarters of play. All on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Try to lob it in. Sylvia Barnes intercepts. Won't matter. That's the end of the third quarter with the score. The Blackman Blaze 28, the Oakland girls 25. Back with the exciting fourth quarter right after this.
The cell phones keep changing. This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We've got great Android devices. We've got picture mails now and texting. Sprint's come out with an unlimited data plan, $79.99. I call it all you can eat, all the internet, all the texting, and it's free mobile to mobile to any cell phone in the country, so you're not using minutes. $79. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
If you have ever had shingles or know someone that has, you know how painful this virus may be. If you are 60 or over, and whether you have had shingles or not, it is recommended that you receive Zostavax. Only one immunization is all you will ever need. It lasts a lifetime. And if you have had shingles, this vaccination will reduce the chance that you will ever have it again. Shingles is not something to gamble with. Visit Reeves St. Drug Store, Monday through Friday, no appointment necessary. Reeves St. Drug Store, 1801 Memorial Boulevard.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports in this fourth quarter brought to you by State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 125 Heritage Park Drive just off Memorial Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, 896-2013.
Brian, we've got a good one here. 28-25, Blackman has the ball and the lead as we start the fourth quarter.
Well, lace them up tight. It's going to be that kind of quarter.
And they immediately throw it away. And Chad Hipton really upset with that because really the third quarter they got him back in it with the turnovers.
Well, that's exactly
they
exactly
allowed
right.
him back in.
Yep.
Eubank to House. Back to House. Lobs it over to Barnes. Trying to get out of that trap Blackman's in. Eubank being double teamed. Now gives it over to House. Driving. Gets it in the paint. Now back out to Barnes. Barnes flips it over back to House, trying to find some civility here.
Well, Blackman's turned it up a notch defensively.
They certainly have. Micah Norris matching up with Ansley Eubank. Emily Eubank on the bench with four fouls. I'm sure she'll see action in the latter part of this game. Eubank, and they're going to call a foul on Micah Norris. And, boy, that was close.
Well, it looks like she tied it up from here, from our vantage point, but of course we're upstairs and had a pretty good angle at it, though.
I think that's four fouls on Micah Norris, and she's going to have to go to the bench, and it is. And Bond has three. Ansley Eubank, Emily Eubank back in, has the ball. 28-25 Blackman, clock moving, 6:59 to go in the game. Eubank has it right side. Now gives it out to Riggins. Almost to the midcourt line, back out to Eubank. Over to Eubank. 6:46 to go. They try to feed it inside. Ball is deflected, however, off of Caitlin Oliver. And it is now Blackman's ball, another turnover for Oakland.
Well, that's 18 for Oakland. Blackman has 18 as well, so turnover is very even at this point, a lot of them tonight.
Eubank going to play offensively only. She goes back to the sidelines. Emily Eubank. Dangerfield in some trouble, gives it to Johnson. Over to Pollock. Jumper from Pollock's good from about 14. That's a huge basket. Amanda's first of the night. And the lead back up to five for Blackman. Momentum may be turning just a little here. Oliver gets it from the lob from Eubank. Now back out to House. Over to Barnes. Barnes holding it. Now gives it over to Eubank. Takes a few dribbles. Oliver feeds it inside to Riggins, and they've got a hold here as Riggins coming across the paint.
Got our first final on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. It's MTCS, a winner over Huntland, 58-45. MTCS 58, Huntland 45 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Two fouls on Alex Johnson. Going to the line is Ellen Riggins. All free throws are big, and the first one is good. Riggins with five on the night. Morgan Miller comes in, Jazz Bond comes out. Shelby Gibson still on the injured list, not playing in this one. Riggins misses the second free throw. They'll have her back soon.
I think by probably another week and a half, 2 weeks.
As they get ready for the second round. That'll tighten things up a little too. Angel Allen's in the game along with Morgan Miller, Dangerfield, Johnson for Blackman. Over to Johnson at the high post. Gives it out left side. Allen going to drive baseline. Loses it. Knocked out of bounds by Kira House. I don't know if we can look at an offensive player and say they're the player of the game tonight, Brian, but we've got some defensive players that certainly would get the honor.
Well, just about everybody on the floor is
exactly.
Left it out there tonight.
Miller gets the screen for Allen. Back over to Dangerfield, right side. The crossover dribble. A little fadeaway. Jumper's good. That was about a 17-footer, folks, and it was a fadeaway variety. Dangerfield with 11.
Well, that gives Blackman the biggest lead that they've had in a while, up 32-26 with 5 minutes to go in the game.
You really can't stop that shot. House has it stolen away. Now a jump ball, and I think Oakland gets possession. A six-point Blackman lead with 5:02 to go in the game. Don't forget the boys' game to follow. Brian Barrett will have all the play-by-play action of that, and the Ideas Tees between game show coming up between these games. And we got a lot of stuff for you. Brian's going to be talking to Andy DeGraw. We'll have the stats as well. Jumper by Riggins won't go. Rebound on the floor. Miller out of bounds. It belongs to Blackman. Jennifer Grandstaff in disbelief of that call. 32-26 our score. 4:50 to go. House comes out. Emily Eubank comes back in, playing with four fouls. Dangerfield across the timeline. Right side to Allen. Allen to Bond. Bond being hassled by Riggins. Finally gets it away to Dangerfield. Going to drive, stops, puts it up with a scoop shot in the left hand. No good. Eubank down with it. And now a foul going to be on Angel Allen, who doesn't agree with that call. And Emily Eubank is going to go to the free throw line. 4:24 to go, folks. 32-26 the score. Blackman leading. Patriots were down by at least 10 in this game.
This is a 1-1 here.
Free throws missed. Rebound picked up. Dangerfield. Driving baselines, Pollock. Cut off by Riggins. They give it inside, however, to Dangerfield, who puts it up and in. 13 points and a timeout on the court with a score. Blackman 34, Oakland 26, and we'll be right back.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World Drummers Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. As well as our friends at Toots Good Food and Fun, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Olympus Athletic Club, State Farm agent Andy Womack and Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Brian, I can't wait to get back to Mama Turner's Good Food tomorrow morning. You know, I've been gone for quite a while.
I know.
Christmas break and missed last week.
Let's see. Kenneth Schott covering the game for the DNJ. Riverdale 59, Siegel 42, about a minute to go in that one. Looks like Riverdale is going to pick up the win there. He did tweet out about 4 minutes ago that Olivia Jones went down, has to get some assistance off the court and carrying her to the locker room. So that's something we'll have to watch.
And watching here is Emily Eubank bringing it across the timeline over to House. Right side it goes to Riggins. Blackman trying to keep him from getting a basket, but a great feed inside to Riggins, but the basket won't fall. Gets her own rebound. Knocked around. Pollock comes up with it. Blackman has an 8-point lead, trying to get more. Norris trying to feed it inside to Bond. They get it to her. Flips up a little 8-footer that misses. Rebound. It's Oliver. Feeds it over to Eubank. Emily has it. Gets a screen from Riggins. Dishes off to House. Back to Riggins. Going to shoot the three. No good. Rebound. House comes down with it. Back to Riggins. Oakland needs a basket. A foul is called on Pollock. That's her first foul, Brian.
Sorry. Final in the Riverdale game, 61-43. Riverdale a winner, 61-43. Riverdale improves to 3-0 in district play and 18-0 on the year.
Well, I hope Olivia Jones is all right. That's a really important cog in that Riverdale machine. Riggins going to the free throw line. First one is up and no good. It's a 1-1. And coming down with it is Dangerfield. They've missed two straight front ends of 1-1s. 3:12 to go in the game. Blackman nursing an 8-point lead. Norris has it. Top of the key. Now she drives left side, gives off to Angel Allen over in the corner. Allen trying to play keep away from Emily Eubank. Now to Dangerfield. Blackman wanted to work a little clock. Dangerfield driving all the way in with a right hand. Good. Got a lane. Scored. Dangerfield with 15.
Very patient.
And a steal, and the jumper is up and good. Blackman got a steal on the inbounds and puts it in.
Well, this just has flashes of the Riverdale game for me from Oakland the other night.
And a long jumper by Riggins won't go. She really had trouble from the three-point arc tonight. Norris has the rebound, puts it up, gives it to Johnson. Layup good. And a timeout on the floor for Jennifer Grandstaff as Alex Johnson puts Blackman up by a 40-26 score. We'll be back.
At Bud's Tire, your Tire Pros dealer, they don't just put tires on cars. They also put tires on trucks, ATVs, four-wheelers, and campers.
Hi, this is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire. We know tires. We also know brakes. We can replace your brakes, your fluids, your battery, and more. We can align your front end, put new shocks and struts on your car, your truck, or your SUV. We are at 3600 Old Woodbury Highway on the right.
Bud's Tire Pros carries brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich. Stop by today.
What we offer here at Music World is a chance to get a hold of the instrument and actually put your hands on it and play it. Get a hold of the drum set and hear the drums, hear the different heads, hear the different guitar strings, and hear the different offerings that we give here. Things you cannot do on the internet, things you can't do online, you can't actually hear the instrument. And once again, we will not be undersold. Anything you can find us, bring us an article or bring us an ad in, and we can match that price any time of the day. We are Music World and Drummers Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland has the basketball, trailing 40-26. All of a sudden, Blackman has a 14-point lead. And that shot by Barnes missed. Norris coming down with it. Dangerfield, we'll see if Blackman works off some clock now. They may try to free it up for Dangerfield. Pass is deflected and out of bounds off House.
John, Oakland 0 of 9 for the first quarter. Fourth quarter, they're 0 for 5. And 1 of 4 from the free throw line, and his three front ends are 1 and 1s.
The feed down low from Dangerfield to Johnson is good. Alex has 6. The lead is 16.
And that is the fourth basket in a row for Blackman, hence the 42-26 score.
Blackman has really come on here in the last couple of minutes. Eubank gives it to House, to Riggins, jumper, no good. Rebound, picked up, Dangerfield. And a foul by House. Well, you read the paper in the morning, Brian, you're going to look at this and go, Well, Blackman handled them pretty easily, but that really wasn't the case.
No, not the case at all, and that's why I said it has flashes of the Riverdale-Oakland game, because it was a very close game in the third quarter, but then the fourth quarter, Riverdale found another gear, and Oakland just kind of went a little cold, and that's almost the same story here tonight.
They put Bivens in, maybe a little offensive punch. 1:27 to go. 42-26. Blackman Blaze going to remain undefeated here. And undefeated in district play, too. They'll go to 3-0. And 18-0, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Oakland will fall to 1-2 and 15-2 on the year. Allen facing some pressure. They give it to Bond. Bond lobs it to Johnson, and ball's intercepted by Oliver. Over to Bivens. Bivens going to go up for the layup, and it's a good. And another timeout taken. We'll take 1-2. It's 42-28. Blackman leads Oakland. We'll be back.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
While other banks have closed branches, First Bank is on the move, and we're excited about it. We'll soon have a new state-of-the-art branch under construction in front of the Public Supermarket on Salem Highway. While First Bank doesn't have hot cookies in our office daily, we do have experienced bankers like Brandon Burks, Al Miller, or Joey Allison who are eager to assist you or your business. First Bank is on the move, and we're excited about it. So come on by or visit us on the web for more information at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland has the basketball as resumed play here with less than a minute to go, and ball's taken away by Dangerfield. Another turnover for Oakland. Two on one. To Norris, back to Dangerfield. Layup good. Dangerfield with 17. And now a timeout again. 30-second variety. We'll take 1-2. 44-28. Blackman will be back.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. We can take care of you. Call Thompson Services. We'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281. Make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And for the last 36 seconds of this one, 44-28, some changes for Chad Hibden. Killings is in for the Blaze, along with Bailey Miller. Here's a long jumper by Barnes. It's no good. Riggins tips it away, gives it over to Pollock, however. Amanda has the ball, brings it up, trying to steal it as Howe's going to pick up a foul. 18 seconds to go in this one. Don't forget now, stay tuned to WGNS. We're going to have the Ideas Tees between game show. We'll have the Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. We'll have the Midas shift change of the game. We'll also have the stats. And Brian Barrett, we're going to be talking to Andy DeGraw at between games as well. All that on the Ideas Tees between game show right after in the next 18.7 seconds. Pollock hits the free throw. It's good.
That is their first free throw here in the final quarter, John.
Second one is up and good. Nice rhythm there by Amanda Pollock. She has four on the night. The lead is 18. Oakland playing it out here. Eubanks spins, almost loses it, gives it to Barnes. Barnes fakes it off to Oliver. The jumper is in and out. That may typify Oakland's night here more than anything. Missed opportunities and some missed jumpers. Blackman remains undefeated with a 46-28 victory over the Oakland Patriots. And we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with the Ideas Tees between game shows. Stay right here with us.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my BPF.
best pizza friend, Jill, and her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness,
the dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Jill, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Hello once again from Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. This is Lenny Farmer. As I speak to folks about their need to prearrange their funeral, more and more questions come to the surface. Questions like, does Jennings and Ayers guarantee the price for life? Yes. Is there more than one type of cremation program offered? Yes. Can I use my prearrangement plan at another funeral home, say, if I move out of state? Yes. Friends, these questions and more can easily be answered by calling us at 893-2422.
Ooh, you can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
For decades, Farmer Brothers Insurance and the Murfreesboro Insurance Agency have been serving our neighbors. Now they have joined forces because sometimes more is more. Claiborne and Taylor is one of Murfreesboro's largest locally owned independent agencies. More options and more personal attention. Drop in for their open house on Friday, October the 12th, just behind Tire World on Memorial Boulevard. Visit ClaibornTaylor.com for more information.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Hi, this is State Senator Bill Ketron. I want to tell you about my good friend Chuck Haynes down in Murfreesboro Automotive. Chuck's team has many years of training and experience. When GM began closing their dealerships, he was able to hire the best technicians. They know how to fix it right the first time. If you're driving right now and your engine light is on, go by and see Chuck. He'll scan it, tell you up front what it's going to cost, and they'll take care of your car right then and there.
No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive, located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
Bell Jewelers, a local gem.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Each year, Toots Restaurants supports the Lady Raiders and the MTSU Blue Raiders basketball programs. If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
Toots. If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots.
Good food and fun.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5.